just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into January 5th, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Been talking all weekend, so I have a very weak voice, but we'll get through it. But at least I'm not sick like a lot of people. We talked to Justin Michael on Friday. He got hit with that new variant K of the flu that is not included in the flu shot. Been flat on his back for about 5 days. I got a text message over the weekend. Michelle is running that billboard, Charlie Kirk billboard campaign. Good morning, Randy. Just wanted to give you a heads up. The new Charlie Kirk boards are up M33 Junction through January and February. All of them are paid in full, but we'll need more donations if people want to go further with any more boards after that. Thank you so much for your help. Happy New Year. Clicked on the picture, got a picture of Charlie Kirk, his wife, the kids, standing on a sandy beach, ocean in the background. Get married, have kids, build a legacy. Charlie Kirk, 1993 to 2025. So those billboards are up, and if you'd like to get a hold of Michelle, just text me CK for Charlie Kirk. And I'll send you the contact information where you can get a hold of Michelle, make some donations, keep these billboards going. Greatly appreciate her efforts. But I asked her to come on the show this morning to talk about it. She said, Randy, I got your message. I've been sick all weekend with the flu. I feel so, so miserable just waking up and still sick. Just wanted to let you know I'm not ignoring you. I feel like I was hit by a Mack truck. So understand totally. Captain Jeff reporting in for duty, 97.7 FM, WCHY, loud and clear. All audio levels are normal. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Had a conversation with Carla Wagner over the weekend, and the petition signature drive has stopped collecting new signatures at the end of the year, December 31st at midnight. No more signature gathering. That's it. It's done. But what's happening is people are still mailing in sheets. Some were signed in September, October, November, the first part of December, and she's still getting them. She's still picking them up. So what she's going to do is have her volunteers continue to sort these by county. Then they're going to go through the qualified voter list, make sure that these people are registered voters as they are continuing to get more and more of these sheets turned in. When she stops receiving sheets, then she will do a count and she will let everybody know whether or not we made it, if we had enough signatures to put it on the ballot November of 2026. to eliminate property taxes here in the state of Michigan. So just wanted to let you guys know that. Just wanted to get you up to speed on that. And we'll probably have Carla on here in the next couple of weeks to give us an update as we move forward. But she did want to mention that she is full board on board running for governor. And she needs folks to collect 30,000 signatures for that to put her on the ballot so that regardless whether we made it or not, we will have a candidate running to eliminate property taxes in the primary race next August. So we're excited. We got lots of stuff to talk about today. Short break. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigan's first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Jeff, Captain Jeff, just wanted to double check the levels on the commercials, the music intro, and my microphone. We're all equal now. We've done some tweaking, and we think we got it at 83%. 83% is the same level as the commercials and the music intro, and we think the mic is set. So send me a text, buddy. I greatly appreciate it. Captain Jeff knows levels. He in the band. He knows exactly what I'm talking about. Hey, by the way, Jeff, send me a text as to where your band's at. If you guys are doing any gigs here during the winter, where you're going to be playing, and we'll have some folks go and check you out. Well, after the show on Friday, there was a huge story that I'm sure you're well aware of now over what President Trump, the military, State Department, CIA, Homeland Security, DEA, military all did down in Venezuela. But it's absolutely amazing to me that within hours of it breaking, basically Saturday morning, press conference by the president before noon on Saturday, that there was already protesters outside the White House marching in Washington, D.C., marching in New York City, marching in Chicago with printed signs. These were not homemade signs. These were printed signs all ready to go. No blood for oil. Leave Venezuela alone. Hands off Venezuela. No kings there. Because of Donald Trump saying in the press conference that basically this military operation had been in planning for months. While they were planning, they gave specific opportunities to Maduro to surrender, to leave the country, to basically pack up his regime and go. And he turned them all down, thinking that this president, Donald Trump, was like Joe Biden, where he had been indicted for all kinds of crimes in the Southern District of New York. Grand jury actually issued an indictment on criminal charges against him and his wife years ago, but did nothing about it. Well, obviously you don't mess around with this president. And immediately the printed signs and the protesters showed up. Now, I've got a little perspective on this, like, to run by you guys and see what you think. These are the very same professional, sign-carrying liberals that earlier in the year of 2025 held these no-king rallies, referring to, of course, Donald Trump being a king. No king rally. So while they're protesting no kings here in the United States against our president, Donald Trump, they lose their minds when a murderous dictator is taken down and is going to face a trial where he can get an attorney to represent him, to defend him in a court of law, getting full and complete due process. But they lose their mind because the president takes down a dictator. Wait a minute, aren't you the same people carrying the signs that said No King's Day? Remember those rallies you held? No king? But yet you're okay with a dictator smuggling drugs and all kinds of things all over the world, actually, not just in the United States. Selling their oil to China, in bed with China, in bed with Russia, in bed with other of our sworn enemies. You guys are okay with that. And actually are going to go on the attack that our president did something wrong, illegal, unconstitutional. You crying wine babies in Congress, both in the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate, that what he did was an act of war, and that he needed Congress's blessing on it, sign off on it before he did it? No, he did not. This was not a war. Very strategically, they made sure that they had law enforcement on board with the military. Law enforcement officers were there to arrest Manduro and his wife and to bring him to justice. They just did it with the military's help. Now, some argue that because they wanted to protect the law enforcement agents and they wanted to protect the military, they wanted to protect their aircraft, that they bombed Venezuela's military, took out whatever planes, whatever fighter jets they had, whatever tanks, whatever it is they had, that they bombed them and hit those first to make sure that they could not get up into the air and start attacking our military. That was an act of war? No. Honestly, it was a smart strike. Somehow, some way, they took down the electric grid, making sure that nothing was working as far as radar or anything within that country. Helicoptered in, got his Manduro and his wife before they could even get into their safe house. Handcuffed them, put them on the helicopters, flew them to a battleship, got them to an airport, and landed in New York. And you guys are losing your minds because of what this president and his military and law enforcement did in extraditing Manduro and his wife back to the United States to face a trial. Donald Trump also said that they, the United States, would be running Venezuela until they got their government set up and that they could then trust to turn it over to them and have a smooth transition. In the meantime, they're going to build back up the oil production before Manduro took over. They were producing like 5.6 million barrels of oil a day. Under Manduro, it's dropped down to below a million barrels a day. Donald Trump says, drill, baby, drill. We are going to start producing oil again in Venezuela, bringing that into the world economy's supply. That will help prices go down even further. And provide huge revenue streams to Venezuela, their government, to be able to then thrive economically once again. Be in a situation to take care of their citizens and to bring them into the world's economy and make it a better place for them to live with a functioning government. Well, that's nation building. We shouldn't be doing nation building. President Trump ran on it and said, no more nation building. But that's what he's doing. No, that's actually not what he's doing. He's allowing the Venezuelan people to have fair elections, to elect their new government and to run it the right way. Fair elections, produce more oil, get the economy moving again for the people, then we're out of there. And it's not going to be a situation where we're fighting our military people who are on the ground. They're not going to be getting shot at. There's no actual resistance happening there in Venezuela. Oh, they might have a few of Manduro's right-hand men out there plotting something, but they'll be taken out very quickly. So guess what? Within a few hours, in and out of Venezuela. And one thing that it was really interesting that they did, the news is reporting on, before they departed, they had some gunships go over and take out that huge statue mausoleum of Hugo Chavez, his resting place. Yeah, they blew it up. Yeah, there's no more going to be a statue, mausoleum, huge, overlooking Caracas of Hugo Chavez. It's gone. The U.S. military took it out before they left. They're kind of parting gift to the Venezuelan people. You don't have to live under that dictator's statute anymore. Now, I've had some people send me some things that was very, very interesting. Remember back in the day when Hugo Chavez supposedly won the election in Venezuela? Well, guess what type of voting machines they used? Dominion voting machines running Smartmatic software. Wonder, like Alex Jones is saying, if Maduro and his attorneys are not working on a plea deal with this President Trump's attorney general and the Southern District of New York, the prosecutors, the ones that are going to be holding the trial against him and his wife for the grand jury indictment cases, drug cases, all kinds of human trafficking. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's 4 pages long of all the indicted crimes that they were indicted on. Just wonder if Maduro and his wife is saying, Pam Bondi, President Trump, if you give us a get out of jail card and drop these charges against us and allow us to leave and go to another place on planet Earth, not Venezuela, we agree to go into a relocation program where you can actually monitor us and our activities. We will explain fully how we've been interfering in your elections via the Smartmatic software that we designed, invented, created, and ran these fake elections in Venezuela. We'll even show you how we played games in the 2020 election that put Joe Biden in the Oval Office. We'll even name the names of the U.S. congressmen and the U.S. senators that had a part in it, that helped pass the legislation that was signed into law by Biden regarding the use of this particular election software. It's something that Alex Jones is floating around. Let's see if it happens. Very, very, very interesting developments over the weekend. We also have new campaigns that went into full swing this weekend. We're going to be talking about that. Kickoff elections, because we are officially in the election year. It's official. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.